Oliver replayed the next few seconds in his mind so many times he could almost convince himself it hadn't happened. "Talk to me," Carter said as he answered his cell phone. As he spoke, Carter began to disappear. First, Oliver noticed he could see through his brother's head. Next, Carter's whole body thinned until he was just patches of tiny pixels. Finally, he shimmered and winked out, like a special effect. Oliver gasped. "Did you see that?" He turned to his parents. "What, dear?" asked his mom. But Oliver knew she wasn't paying attention. "Carter, he..." Mrs. McBride picked up a stack of dishes and walked into the kitchen and commented that Carter could have cleaned up after himself before he left. His heart racing, Oliver began to fidget with his napkin. "I did not just see that," he thought. "The cold must have frozen my brain." His little sister crawled out from under the table and toddled over. Her eyes were wide as she asked Oliver to disappear too. Oliver thought that maybe he had misheard her, so he asked what she was talking about. Bailey smiled, yelled, "Poof!" and clapped her hands. Chapter 2. Not Your Ordinary Cell Phone. It took Oliver almost 30 minutes to end up on Jessica Blue's doorstep. A tall woman, probably Jessica's mother, stood in the entryway, adjusting a pair of half-moon glasses on her long, regal nose. "Is Jessica here?" Oliver stammered. "And whom shall I say is calling?" Jessica's mother spoke quite formally. "Ollie. I mean Oliver McBride. Carter's brother?" Earlier, after he had seen Carter vanish, Oliver had grabbed his own cell phone and wallet. Struggling into his jacket, he yelled to his parents, "Goodbye! I'm going to Joey's now!" Then he ran for the door. Bailey lay in his path, wrapped in a shawl of paper towels. Her eyes were closed. "One kiss from the prince, and sweeping beauty will awaken herself," she whispered. Oliver swooped her up and gave her a wet smack on the cheek and quickly put her down.